producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Is there, I'm trying to remember whether October has an Ides. I think it does. I think April, October, November are the months that have Ides. And you'd think, well, any month that has 30 days, or 31 days, I guess. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. No, never mind. But the Ides, because we all know about the Ides of March, right? 30 days is it to break. So maybe it is months. That, I don't know. At any rate, the point is that we're halfway through October. Can you believe that? Which means Christmas is like tomorrow. I know it's not tomorrow. The fact that that Canadian Thanksgiving is the same day as Columbus Day is a little alarming, just because it just seems like Thanksgiving begins the long, slow, or the long, steep slide, fast slide to the end of the year. So, at any rate, whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. I was out wandering around last night and saw this huge line of people, and whenever there's a long line of people, I always say, "Hey guys, what are you standing in line for?" And I've actually asked people, and they said, "I don't know." Which seems kind of strange that you'd stand in line for no reason. This one, actually, Neil Patrick Harris was doing a book signing, and the line was around the block, which is pretty cool. But they also did something like, you know, I've written a bunch of books, and I do book signings, but these guys are much smarter than I was. They said priority seating for people who buy the book. I've never done that. I just said, "Oh, well, sure, come." And the sell-through rate of people who come to the discussion and buy the book is about 20%. Well, they're smarter. They probably get it up to pretty close to 100% because people figure, well, maybe they'll take the book back. I don't know. But most of these people were clutching the book in their hand, which I thought was a little unusual because usually you don't buy the book till after the speech. But clearly somebody has sorted it out much better than my folks. So did that. So I heard his voice. I did not see him because it was blocked off. It was strange that he wasn't on. I guess they wanted people to go and buy the book and see him in person, but there were long lines. So good for him. I think the name of the book is something like "You Can Write Your Own Autobiography" or something of that sort, which is certainly true. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Lots of stuff going on today, and today's the day we also talk about theater. It's matinee day, so I'll tell you about that. But let's start off with Margaret. Margaret, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Margaret.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Here. I have a daughter. She lives in China, and she has an 8-year-old boy. Recently, I received an email urging from my daughter that she has a problem with her son. The problem is that her son dawdles along and takes many hours to finish the school homework.
Okay.
Since my daughter's husband works at the night, and my daughter spent all night to help her son to do the school homework. But lately, she cannot go to sleep until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because her son just hanging around the daughter along the time, and which take many hours to do the school homework. The next day, my daughter have to take her son to school and go to work after that. So my daughter is exhausted,
yeah.
And frustrated, write to me, ask for help.
Okay.
And one more thing I want to tell you. I visited my daughter last year, and I noticed the boy have a very bad habit. As you know, China's only one boy policy in the family, so they are very, you know, not disciplined like the United States. And,
right.
You know, the children here
right.
is more better. When we're walking in the market last year, and the boy would say, "Oh, I'm tired. I don't want to walk." And then he knows her father will carry him.
Ooh.
And I was shocked.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of lazy, you know.
Well, he's not lazy. I think he's just spoiled. He views himself as a little prince, and his parents view him the same way, unfortunately. What happens? There's the only, it's the one child policy.
Yes.
So how does this child do in school? Does he do well in school?
It's okay, my daughter say. But the problem is the last few weeks, and she said that her son just dawdling along, many hours.
Well, he's
and
doing
she,
it.
She tried to help him do the homework. And
no, I get it, Margaret. But the question is, to me, how important doing well in school is to him. Do we know the answer to that?
Oh, how is he doing the homework?
No. Margaret, I'm asking a slightly different question. I'm saying, how important is it to your grandson for your grandson to do well in school? Is this important to him or not important to him?
Oh, is this important to him or not? Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I have to ask my daughter.
Yeah, I think that's the question to find out. My guess is that it is important to him. And what he's doing is he probably knows the answers to the question, but the combination of, I mean, think about it from an 8-year-old's point of view. Dad's not there. Here's a time for me to get all my, for mom to be completely focused on me. She's not at work. She's not, daddy's not here. So I can make her focus 100% of her attention on me. So, and the way to do that, if I get my homework done, then it's time to go to bed, then I don't get a whole lot of time with her. If I keep her up till 2 o'clock in the morning, then I get all that time with her. Now he's going to be tired during the day and she's going to be tired during the day, but 8-year-olds are not very famous for looking at long-term results. They just want what they want. So the answer is not, is he dawdling at his schoolwork, because there's a reason for him to do it. It's, he gets all that attention from mom. So what she needs to, yeah, exactly. I just saw the light bulb go on above your head, Margaret. So what you need to say to her is that when he gets home from school, and it may be that he's, when, do you know what happens, what time does your daughter get home from her work, do you know?
She worked part-time and the rest time just now. Yeah.
So she's probably home the same time he gets home from school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's one responsible to pick him up.
Okay. So she needs to pick him up and give him a snack and let him change his clothes and then do his homework. And that's the time where she should spend some time with him. That she can sit down with him and go over his, and she doesn't have to actually help him with his homework, although if she's going to help him, that's the time to help him. But she can be in the same room with him. He can be working at the kitchen table while she's making dinner. But the point is to give him some time with her then. And then after, and maybe a little bit of time after dinner, no television, a little bit of time after dinner, but at bedtime, he goes to bed and she goes to bed. The idea being that she's reinforcing negative behavior. She's teaching him that the longer he takes with the homework, the more time he gets with her. And that's what he's interested in, time with her. So she needs to give him time to help him with his homework at the appropriate time. And when the time is over, that he goes to bed, she goes to bed. Now, the clue to this is going to be whether how important it is for him to do well in school. And my guess is it is important to him. And if not, we'll have to adjust a little bit, because it may mean that he goes into his room and does his homework, but she doesn't help after bedtime, because it reinforces the idea that she gets time with him. So, and dad probably needs to spend some time with him as well. And maybe he gets up an hour early in the morning and dad helps him with his homework in the morning. So she has to stop giving him extra attention for being slow. Give him extra attention for being quick and getting his homework done at the appropriate times. And assuming that he wants to do well in school, which my guess is he does. As you know, it's a competitive society, that he'll figure out how to do this. But she's making it, and in terms of helping, you know, when he gets tired, picking up an 8-year-old. that an 8-year-old should be carrying mom, not, you know, dad carrying the 8-year-old. So I'll tell you what, I'll keep you on hold. So if there's anything you didn't quite understand, we'll go over it again, all right? Your English is much better than my Chinese, so I just want to make sure that I didn't talk too fast for you, all right? I'll put you on hold. Be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. We're talking with Margaret, who has a daughter who's in China and a grandson who's 8. And as Margaret absolutely legitimately points out, the one child rule in China means that we have a whole lot of single children who are essentially male. Because little girls are given away quite often, which is creating its own problems and continues to and will continue to for the near future in China because there aren't enough girls to go around. But for the time being, what she has is rather a demanding grandson who dawdles over his homework and keeps his mom up till all hours of the night, and then when he's tired during the day, has his father carrying him around. So I'm saying to Margaret, look, the parents are spoiling the child, and what they have to do is reinforce positive behavior, which is to give him all sorts of, for example, if he gets his homework done quickly and well, that that maybe they take him to a movie, or that he gets to pick out a DVD, or that he gets to take a walk or ride a bike with him or something. But in the middle, but that there's bedtime, and if your homework isn't done by bedtime, then it doesn't get done, with the assumption that it's important to him to do well in school, so he'll speed things up. Now, if he doesn't do well in school, it still means that there needs to be some orderliness in the family, and an 8-year-old being up till 2 o'clock in the morning isn't okay. And one of the reasons he's doing it is dad works nights, so this is the time for an 8-year-old to have undivided attention from his mom. But it's not appropriate. So, and it's creating chaos in the family, not to mention a spoiled brat for a kid. So, Margaret, I wanted to give you a chance to ask any questions you wanted or see if there's anything else I could help you with.
Yes. Here I have a little additional information I want to give to you.
Okay.
My daughter is the only one to take boy to school to do the homework, and she's doing the cooking, and her husband is working long hours, and when he goes home, he only smokes and rests. So my daughter, you know, basically she's one of the guidance for the boy. The husband does not have much education, and once well, and he becomes frustrated. He just want to beat the boy. But you know, so seems like have a lot of problems, and that's a problem.
Well, that's a marital problem, and certainly how people raise their children is important. She can still deal with, she may not be able to say to her husband, don't carry him, but at some point, that's going to take care of itself because he's going to be too big to carry. So that's going to come to an end in and of itself. It sounds like she has a marital problem, and she needs to also be careful that she hasn't fallen into this trap because she's lonesome at night as well, that she her husband isn't around, and the time that you would ordinarily have the adults spend with each other, that she's all by herself. And so it may have been that this got in, that they got in this habit because she was lonesome and let him stay up because she wanted somebody to talk to. But it's not healthy for your daughter. It's not healthy for your grandson. And sooner or later, your daughter's going to have to deal with her marriage. And what kind of work does he do?
She works for the English library.
No, what kind of work does he do?
Oh, he works a medicine factory, making the Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
So he works long hours, make a pretty good money, but he does not read much. I asked my daughter to influence him to learn to read, read more, not just go to work and go home, become stupid. I'm sorry to say that, people have an education, but I realize that you cannot change a person.
Well, it's not only that, but this isn't your marriage. And, that whatever it is that works for them is something they're going to have to work out. I think for right now, has he always worked nights?
Yes.
Well, so why is this troubling to her all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know. But there's one more evidence I want to show. I want to tell you, last year I went to China to visit. We were at the hotel and talk, my husband's American, and we were talking with my daughter, this, that, and her son. went to talk to the waitress, and the three waitresses picked him up, talked to him, and my husband said, "My God, the boy should stay with us. Look at him. Funny, he went to have the waitress hold him, kiss him. Wow. That boy, if you don't discipline, that boy become gigolo, dangerous." So I told my daughter about that.
I don't know if he's going to be, I mean, he's only 8 years old. I think what he's much more likely to be is just a spoiled brat. But, I think it sounds like he's a cute kid and he's very charming. And he's very manipulative, but...
you're right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's destined for a life of anything. I just think that parents need to set limits for kids, and 8-year-olds are certainly not old enough or wise enough to be able to determine, how things should be. But, I mean, he sounds like a charming kid.
So you said that the key is, and ask my daughter and said, so you finish the homework. When he does the homework, she doesn't need to help him, right?
Well, she can help him, but during the day, during reasonable hours, not at 2:00 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, right. The problem is not should she help him with homework, and there's a huge controversy about that. She should certainly not be doing his homework for him because she already knows how to do that. I mean, if she can't do an 8-year-old's homework, she hasn't, she hasn't been paying much attention. The important thing is for him to learn to do the homework, but more importantly than that, it's for him to understand that that he can get better time with mom by doing his homework quickly and well, as opposed to fooling around and being silly and just trying to keep her involved until 2:00 in the morning.
So you said that my daughter should told him, say, if he finish work on time, maybe he'll go, go to movie or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the only way to deal with him right now.
Well, I mean, the combination of helping him with his homework after school and after dinner, that there is a bedtime, and that when he gets his homework done, does it well, not just racing through it, but does it well, that there are rewards involved. But bedtime is bedtime, and you're not going to help him with his homework at 2:00 in the morning anymore.
Okay, so which means to say if by 2:00 he has not finished the homework, and what my daughter...
No, if his homework isn't done at 8:30 or 9:00 at night, a 2-year-old or an 8-year-old has no business staying up until 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, there's 2:00 in the morning, everybody should be asleep.
Right.
A reasonable bedtime, which is probably 8:30 or 9:00, 10:00 maybe.
But if he does not finish the homework, what should she do?
Tough. Everybody goes to bed. He can get up early in the morning
okay.
and do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret. Yeah, I mean, it certainly is. Look, it's not only a problem in China. The one-child rule is certainly made. I mean, it's really a short-sighted philosophy, and it's already having ramifications in that there aren't enough Chinese girls of a certain age for boys to marry because the society says that boys are the only thing that are valuable, and you can only have one child. So much for social policy. It's nice to know other governments are kind of dumb, too. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569 is the way to get in touch with me. It's really interesting with Margaret's call, because I'm much more used to getting calls of people in the United States or Canada saying my family member is in China. My parents are in China. So the idea that the mom is here and the daughter is in China is kind of a bit of a turnaround. And to a certain extent, the mom has clearly more, dare I say it, modern values than her daughter, which is kind of an interesting twist. We like that. All right, so speaking of twists, yesterday we were talking, I guess it wasn't yesterday, it was, I think it was, today's Wednesday, I think it was Monday, we started talking about about phones and people having, you know, I said smartphones are just fantastic in terms of emails and texting, and you can read books on them, and you can play games on them, and you can get news alerts on them. They're fantastic for everything except actually hearing a phone conversation, and then they suck, all of them. And at some point, somebody's going to invent a cell phone that you can actually hear on, and they're going to corner the market. We don't even care what it looks like. But so far, that hasn't happened. So you're talking about landlines, and I think, I don't even know if it came up. It comes up occasionally on the program where I'll say, look, if you can call me on landline, do, for that reason, that you can actually hear on a landline, that the signal doesn't drop off. And we were talking, I'm trying to remember, I guess we were maybe talking about my producer du jour, about whether or not I had landlines. And I said, you know, that for an awful lot of people, especially people under the age of about 30, 35, didn't have landlines and never had, that they've always had cell phones, and that's their only means of communication with the outside world. And talking about, you know, why people, I said that for years I'd had a landline, with the notion being I didn't use it very much because long distance is free on my cell phone, and it's not on my landline, and all sorts of other reasons. Obviously my cell phone goes with me and my landline doesn't, and I'm never home, so it's, and I kept it with the basic theory that in an emergency that my cell was not going to work. And I live in New York, and so September 11th was that kind of horrible lesson that nobody could get through on their cell phones. Nobody could get through on their landlines either, to be quite honest, but at least we felt that there was something that was not affected by a cell tower. And the towers were on the towers. So that complicated issues for a while. In the last couple of years, I guess, Sandy was what, 2 years ago? 2 years ago this month, in fact. And I've been evacuated 3 times in the last 2 years in New York. And my landline didn't work at all. Just didn't work. So I finally thought, you know, the reason I'm keeping this is for emergencies, and an emergency doesn't work. Now, I admittedly had one of the phones, not the old-fashioned kind, which I tried to find. I thought I'd kept it, you know, where you just plug it directly into the phone jack. But if there's no electricity, my landline didn't work, and there was no electricity. So I finally gave it up about, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so ago. I'm partially, because I was never using it. I mean, one of my sisters would call about once a month and leave a 45-minute message on my tape. But, you know, for that, you know, we'll figure out something else. So we actually put up the notion, and one of the things I probably should have asked when I asked the question of, do you have a landline as well as a cell phone? Do you have one or both? And if you have one, which is it? Is what age you were, because my guess is that there is some distinction about ages. I would guess the younger you are, the more likely you are to only have a cell phone. So we put up the response, and it was at the end of yesterday. We had a lot of responses, but it's almost doubled since yesterday. And yesterday it was running about 60-40 of people having only only a cell phone. Today, according to James, it's essentially about, let's see, it's 100 to 60 of people having landlines, having both, I guess. So the numbers have actually switched. So what we thought we'd do, and there were so many people that responded. I don't know if they responded on their phone or not. James is saying there's some really great responses. So let's talk a little bit about why people have one or the other or both.
Definitely, and quite a few of these were bringing up what you had said, which was, you know, if the electric goes out, they don't have any other options.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and during the time that, you know, during the evacuation, where my landline didn't work at all, there were generators, so there were places that you could plug in your cell phone and recharge it. Because the cell phone would actually work, it just had to be recharged every once in a while. And the whole city was not blacked out, it was just my area. My area was the first to go out and out the longest. And I was on the air the whole time. But, I mean, one of the nice things about being on the air the whole time is that they're actually is a place to charge your phone. And in my building, if you went out in the lobby, they actually had one outlet that was working, and I would just go out and sit in the in the lobby. There was no electricity, there were no elevators, and the most interesting thing about being down here was that the buses didn't come down. I mean, the whole place was completely blacked out. There was, there were no streetlights, and so the buses felt it was unsafe to come down here. Now, I don't know what the rest of us were supposed to do if it was unsafe for buses. We are pedestrians, so you would just walk, and everybody, for me, this city does the best through catastrophe that of any place I've ever lived, and I would argue that most places do relatively well, but this city maybe has just been through so much. People were incredibly helpful. They would share cabs if you could find a cab. People would give each other rides. I carried around a shower cap with me for a month because I didn't have hot water, and you think, well, I have a gas stove, and it finally occurred to me after about a week and a half that I could boil water on the stove, but pouring hot water over yourself in a freezing apartment is not recommended. So I would carry around a shower cap, and I would run into strangers and say, do you have hot water? It was pathetic. All right, so let's see what other people said.
All right, others, it was, yes, it's a must for medical transmissions. So it kind of goes along with what
you're
saying.
Well, but that's the same issue to a certain extent. I know that the people, I have a friend who was on dialysis, but they have a special kind of thing, and I think they have a battery operated. I have to actually ask him, but I know because he was on dialysis that there's a special
like
doohickey,
like,
and I think it's just battery operated. Yeah.
Big old battery backup. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely. Some of the responses were they prefer their landline.
Well, sure, you can hear on it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. The reception's better. It's pretty annoying to sit on a cell phone if you're on a longer call.
That's a good point.
Honestly, some of the responses where they live, they don't get the reception.
Well, that's true. I forget that I'm so used to living in a big city. And I actually, in my area, you don't get very good reception. In my apartment, you have to kind of choose your window.
Yeah.
And I also can't walk from room to room.
Yep. I have to, in my apartment, I have to stand on my couch at just the right angle. I can't walk around the living room. I have to stand on my couch.
On one foot facing the west. Yeah, I know.
I wish I was joking.
Yeah. No, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Other responses, it was for work. Say they do a lot of business and they need to do a conference call. Their cell isn't going to. It's just not going to work for that. It's going to drop out.
Although I've done a lot of conference calls on cell phone. For me, at least, once I'm stable, and I've sort of learned which room to put the phone on which end, and put it on the speaker and just not touch it.
Huh. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
There were actually a few that were interesting of why they don't have one.
Why they don't have what? A cell phone?
A cell. Or why they don't have the landline. They were only getting the callers that they didn't want to talk to.
Yeah, that's true. And one of my things is when anybody calls and says, Mrs. Brown, I know that I don't want to talk to them. Because, it's either Joy or Doctor. My title is not Mrs. or even Ms. It's either Joy with no title, which I have no problem with, or it's Doctor. And so when somebody calls and said Mrs. Brown or Ms. Brown, I know that it's that they got a name off a list.
Yeah, definitely.
That I didn't put on.
Then a few people, they have a landline because it's bundled with their internet, and it was actually cheaper to have the landline than to not.
Yeah, I know the feeling, which is irritating.
And then a few people, they have small children, and they don't want their children to have access to their cell phones and access to the internet that's on their cell phones.
Well, but you can keep your cell phone on you.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, apparently these people are too young to remember the 800 and 900 numbers. I used to get lots of calls from parents saying, I just got my phone bill, and there's, $600 worth of porn calls on it. I mean, folks,
oh, no.
Think your kids can't get in trouble, or long distance calling grandma or China or whatever. Folks, it's not the technology, it's the parenting, folks. Hello, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help. Whatever I can do, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, we're talking about cell phones versus landlines. So, James, do you have a landline as well?
I don't.
Yeah, I think they're
in. I miss it, though.
Well, I was a little sort of claustrophobic wasn't exactly the right word, but I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I feel sort of cut off, and God forbid I forget my phone. But then, you know, it sort of passed, and I now can't imagine, you know, going back to it. So you got speaking of phones, you got somebody hollering at you. You know, I do want to, you know, we were talking about, I wanted to make one exception. You know, the idea that someone calls up and says, Mrs. Brown, and I get a little cranky with them because I know that this is somebody that I don't actually want to talk to. And I have to tell you that it was an exception yesterday, which should certainly teach me to be a little bit more open-minded, I guess. And I'll just tell you the story quickly because it's a great, you know, we have all these complaints about companies. And this one is actually a good story. I'll tell you what, we'll take Doug first, then I'll tell you after we've talked with Doug, because I don't want to keep him waiting, about why someone who started off on the wrong foot actually is my hero today. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. A person wrote in or contacted you and said the reason that they maintain a landline is because it's part of the package with their cable company.
Yeah.
Except when your telephone service is provided by the cable company, that is not a landline. That is an internet line.
That's D-O-I-T. A good point, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people who think they have a landline have an internet line.
Correct.
So how does the internet? All right. So obviously you're knowledgeable about this. So my phone have been affected by three things. One is Sandy, which has flooded everything.
Right.
One was World Trade Center, which knocked out the towers. And one is, but so the internet, so one's water, one's just knocking down the tower, and one is electric. So how is my internet going to be affected? If I have no electricity, I have no internet, right?
Correct. And therefore you have no phone.
So I have the landline. So people who are getting their bundle from their internet and their phone are living the same fool's paradise I was living in.
Yeah, kind of. Right, because the landline comes over copper wire from your telephone company.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's, you know, the other thing that I found out about this was that how I do the radio program. Because I have a Telos. I now have another system, and it comes through the telephone line. And so hopefully most of you do not remember, and I've tried to put it out of my mind, but in a couple months ago, I was on tape for a couple of days, not because I wasn't here, not because I was sick, not because I was on vacation, but because the lines didn't work because of Sandy. And salt water is tough on copper. And I had guys from the phone company sitting with me for like 10 hours saying, you know, they're going to Central and they're going to switch it over. And I learned all the jargon. But for like 3 or 4 days, they'd be sitting with me 10 hours a day waiting for the system to go on so I could go back on the air. And it didn't. So at which point I decided, look, this is my career. This is my job. I got another machine that actually works, I think, on the internet as opposed to telephone lines. But, Doug, your point is well taken.
Okay.
Now, so what do you have?
I have both.
Okay.
I have a Verizon landline, and I have my Time Warner cable phone.
Okay, so do you have a cell as well?
Oh, yeah, I have that, too.
Man, you are loaded for bear. Your phone bill must be astronomical.
Not quite.
Well, when you combine them all, it's probably just around the national debt, right?
Something like that.
Doug, that was a helpful, if discouraging, insight. Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Joy.
Doug, are you still there?
I'm here.
Where do you live? What part of the country?
I live in the West Village.
So you live in New York. So were you not affected by... So you've been through two of the three things I've been through. You've been through Sandy and... But you weren't evacuated.
No.
Okay. And during September... Were you here during September 11th?
I was.
So your cell phone didn't work. Did your landline work?
Yes, it did.
Okay, and did you have the internet line then? Probably not.
Let me see. Oh yeah, I've had the internet since 1997.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 2 out of 3. All righty. Do you have a business that depends heavily on being able to be in touch with people?
No, I'm a retired person.
Well, there you go. Well, could I have your address so in case there's a problem I can just come to your house and use your phone? And if you have hot water, I'll bring my shower cap.
Oh, very well.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Bye. His point is well taken, right? That's if it's bundled, it's an internet line.
Wow.
You got no line. Had you thought about that?
I hadn't.
See, my listeners are just great. They were, you know, so what have I got here? I've got 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you my quick story.
Okay.
So somebody called me yesterday and said, Mrs. Brown, and I had mentioned a couple of days ago that my great tragedy, and that's heavily ironic, was that my toilet seat broke. Okay, big deal. So, and when I went to replace it, it said, you know, that it lifetime guarantee. Well, it turns out it's not a lifetime guarantee, but I actually got, I'll tell you what it is, because it turns out to be a really, if I'm bad-mouthing somebody, I quite often don't say their name, but this is a good story. It was Kohler, you know, who makes most of the toilets and fixtures and stuff in this country, and it's what I've always had. So I called him up. I sent him an email and said, what's up with this? So the guy called me yesterday, Mrs. Brown, and I was snotty. I was, it's Dr. Brown, which is inappropriate, I mean, and uncalled for. It turns out he said, all right, tell me about this. The toilet seats are not guaranteed forever. The faucets are, but tell me your problem. And I said, well, you know, I've had two toilets break in about the last 3 months. I honestly haven't put on any weight. Nobody dropped anything on them. And he said, well, can you describe that? And I said, well, if the back of the toilet seat is 12 and the front is 6, they broke at about 4. And he said, it's a manufacturer's defect. And I said, well, how do you know? He said, because they break at 4 o'clock. So he said, what's the toilet seat? And I'll send it to you. Well, how nice is that? So then the guys in the building came to replace the toilet seat, and they said, you've got the wrong. I told him I'd already gotten the seat. So he said, well, I can't exchange that, but I'll send you another one. So the guys sent me an email and said, you got the wrong seat, kid. This is, yours is round, and you got an oval. So I quickly called Kohler. I said, guys, it's my fault, but I told you the wrong seat. And they said, well, it's already been sent. I said, oh, well, I'll tell you what, can I send it back to you or something, or I'll pay the FedEx charge or something? And they said, wait a minute, put me on hold, never a good sign. And they came back and they said, what we'd like to do is send you what you need, and you can just donate the others to Habitat. And I thought, this is a great company. I mean, think about the customer service involved in this. Technically, it turns out I probably wasn't, you know, I'd misunderstood the warranty. They couldn't have been nicer about it. I was not charming at the beginning, and it was my mistake, and they still made it all okay. So, yay Kohler. So, if you need a toilet seat, buy Kohler. They're not a sponsor of my program, but they're obviously a customer-oriented company, and yay for that. I don't care if they have landlines or cell phones. Go Kohler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.